This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Trump speaks with Brazilian leader. Farmers wait for 45Z answers. And a report says tariffs cost more jobs than the pandemic. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and President Donald Trump met at the White House yesterday discussing trade and tariffs that, according to President Trump, the pair were scheduled to speak to reporters together but ended up skipping the press conference. Reuters reported on Wednesday that JBS co-owner billionaire José Batista had been instrumental in brokering the meeting. Additional meetings will be scheduled over the coming months as necessary. Trump wrote on social media after the meeting, Brazil is the subject of two investigations into unfair trade practices that could lead to new tariffs. Rumors have been swirling in beef circles that the administration is again considering expanding imports to bring beef prices down. Brazil, which is the largest exporter of beef to the U.S., could stand to benefit from any arrangement. The U.S. currently allocates quotas to several countries to allow some beef to enter at a reduced tariff rate, including Argentina, which saw its quota temporarily extended this year. Brazilian beef producers, however, use a tariff rate quota that is open to all countries. An administration official told AgriPulse that no decision has been made on the matter and any action, if it materializes, could be some way off. Nothing is imminently happening, and it definitely would not be something specific to Brazil, the official said. I don't think we're cutting them any favors or any wins or anything like that. U.S. farmers are eager for information on what's happening with regenerative ag and taking full advantage of the 45Z biofuel production tax credit. One of the most frequent questions I've been getting lately directly from farmers. University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin said Wednesday at a biofuel conference in Chicago, there's tremendous interest in farm country. The White House is reviewing USDA's proposed technical guidelines on regenerative agriculture biofuel feedstocks, such as corn and soybeans. In the meantime, the Treasury Department is working on final rules for 45Z, which is intended to encourage more production of U.S. transportation fuels made with homegrown materials. Big question is how farmers can get full value of 45Z through regen ag practices. It's not yet clear how low-carbon practices like cover cropping might increase the worth of 45Z. Tax credit value hinges on the greenhouse gas emissions of a biofuel's entire production supply chain. There's a lot of interest, Irwin said, but everybody is in a holding pattern until those rules are finalized. Businesses with under 10 employees have suffered a higher rate of job losses in 2025 than during 2020 at the height of the pandemic, according to a new analysis. A report from Democrats on the Joint Economic Committee, which has lawmakers from both the House and the Senate, found businesses lost 292,000 jobs in 2025, almost 4.5 times the 2020 rate. Businesses with fewer than 10 employees and especially tariff-exposed industries account for over half of the total jobs lost at the smallest businesses since April 2025, the report reads. Importers have paid more than $280 billion since March of 2025, including $166 billion in emergency tariffs that were later ruled unlawful. Dan Anthony, the executive director of the We Pay the Tariffs, in a statement said there's been little relief from the onslaught of tariff costs for small businesses. We Pay the Tariffs as a coalition of more than 1,000 small businesses that are opposed to the tariffs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A bipartisan delegation of senators met with Chinese officials this week, and they pressed Beijing to open markets for U.S. commodities, including beef, according to a readout. Senator Steve Daines of Montana, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, all met with Chinese premier and foreign minister, among others, according to a readout from Daines' office. The senators discussed the importance of reciprocal trade and opening up China's markets to sustained agriculture trade across beef, wheat, pulse crops, potatoes, apples, cherries, soybeans, grain sorghum, seafood, and other industries, the readout says. Trump is set to meet with President Xi Jinping next week. The administration has indicated it is hoping for agricultural trade outcomes. The century-old Beltsville Ag Research Center in Maryland is relocating more than 1,000 jobs and dozens of research projects. That's a part of the USDA's reorganization. Maryland Representative April McCain Delaney isn't letting the facility in her state shutter without putting up a fight. We really need to think carefully about how research is preserved, and some of these things just can't be uprooted and transferred, Delaney said on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Research on new world screwworm, conservation, pesticides, and nutrition is conducted at the facility. The National Bee Laboratory is housed at the site and will be relocated to Utah, which Delaney says will jeopardize the research quality if bees are exposed to a new climate with different flora and fauna. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden, who's leading the reorganization, says the 6,500-acre facility would have required an initial one-year investment over $500 million to modernize just 11 of the more than 400 buildings, followed by ongoing annual investments of over $40 million. A lot of our public servants are just not going to move, Delaney argued, citing the potential for the loss of decades of institutional knowledge. New stocking standards for retailers participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will force thousands of them from the program, food advocacy groups say. The new rule doubles the varieties of foods that retailers, including convenience stores, will have to keep on their shelves to be authorized for the program. The rule causes considerable confusion and does not address key concerns from advocates, retailers, and communities, the Food Research and Action Center said in a news release, noting that USDA itself estimates that about 5,000 retailers will leave the program. The Center for Science and the Public Interest says the rule fails to tie the standards to nutrition requirements and offers, quote, no technical assistance for retailers, putting them at risk of being booted from the program. USDA's press release said the changes, quote, will not only ensure vulnerable families in need have more nutritious options whenever they shop, but demand more accountability from retailers who not only have stocked the bare minimum, but have seen the most program violations, including benefit tracking and other fraudulent behavior. Here's today's final word. This is the gas price vote of 2026 in my mind. The war in Iran should make this a really easy vote in my mind. You're voting for more supply. You're voting for lower price fuel. It's a no-brainer to me. That's Anthony Reed, a partner at FGS Global on AgriPulse Newsmakers, discussing the House vote on year-round E15, tentatively slated for Wednesday, May 13th. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.